What you'll be seeing on the big networks this fall was revealed this week to advertisers. It's a big event known in the industry as the upfronts, as in buy some commercial time upfront before the next TV season. It's a $9 billion business, and TV critics also get a peek at the new TV schedules. And that includes our very own Eric Deggans. Hey there, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Eric, so I'm jealous because you kind of get this, like, heads up on what to watch. What's actually catching your interest, though, this time around?
Well, it's been an interesting upfront season. CBS today revealed its fall schedule, and the big news is that they have football on Thursday nights. For CBS, it means that they have to take The Big Bang Theory, which is a really popular show, the most popular non-sports show on television, and move it to Mondays for a while until football ends in October. For ABC, they responded by handing Thursday nights to Grey's Anatomy's creator, Shonda Rhimes. So now she's got Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and a new show called How to Get Away with Murder, all airing on Thursday nights. And Shonda Rhimes knows how to create shows that are popular with women, so that's a very natural reaction. And then NBC decided to blow up its comedy block on Thursdays by moving The Biggest Loser to 8 p.m., another show that's also popular with women.
You know, we're talking about the fall TV season, which feels a little weird and outdated given that there are so many shows on cable and Netflix and streaming that you can watch anytime. I mean, why does it make sense for broadcasters to stick to this tradition of the upfronts?
Well, you know, every network has talked about trying to get out of this traditional pattern of television where things slow down in December and shows go into repeats in the summer. At CBS, the executives there said their highest rated new show this past season was a series that was inspired by Stephen King's book Under the Dome, which aired during the summer. So every network wants to take that quality programming and kind of spread it into summer. Fox has a 24 reboot airing now that's going to air into summer. And CBS will have a second season of Under the Dome, along with Halle Berry's first TV series as a star, Extant. They're also ordering shows in smaller batches of episodes, and they're trying to turn them into events so people talk about them on social media, and they're less likely to record them and fast forward through the commercials.
You know, the other thing, though, when you talk about Halle Berry, it does make me think about diversity as well. What's it like on this fall schedule? How would you grade them this time around?
Well, I'd give them a B-plus with a special mention for ABC because that's the network that seems to have the most ethnic and cultural diversity in all the shows they have planned for next year, both in the on-air characters and the people behind the scenes who are making these shows. So they handed Thursday to Shonda Rhimes, and they've given a night of TV to the most successful black woman in scripted television. And her new show, How to Get Away with Murder, is her second one to star a black woman, Viola Davis. They've also got a show called Blackish about a wealthy black man trying to raise his kids with a connection to his culture. American Crime is coming from 12 Years a Slave screenwriter and NPR contributor John Ridley. And a show about a Latina in law school called Cristela, and a comedy about the son of Chinese immigrants in Orlando called Fresh Off the Boat. Now, NBC's got a comedy with The Office alum Craig Robinson called Mr. Robinson. And Fox has Empire, which is a drama set in the world of hip-hop from the Butler director, Lee Daniels. And I remember hearing ABC Entertainment head Paul Lee say that ABC was inspired by the success of Scandal and Modern Family, saying that each show reflects the face of the new America. But, you know, those of us who've been talking about these diversity issues for a while say America has been this diverse for a while, and we're just kind of glad to see the networks finally catch up.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.